Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law Dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, kid. Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No. He ain't
bluffing. Not as stupid as you look, I...
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of the conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now. Guns, the totem is a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasy land is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasy land. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all going to have different opinions on how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason founding fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything?
That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? What good will that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
We had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and the universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We have articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem upset. Are you feeling okay? Well, then, about that nuclear war. I mean, they're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah. But this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I like living, right? I like to kill my dad. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. Well, you never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them,
and no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, I said, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out.
Oh my God, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars comes to mind.
InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.
You watch InfoWars?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
He must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who InfoWars is. I'm playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatforming didn't work.
Alex
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex Jones.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Watching the vandalism of civilization, watching the purposeful destruction of human society and culture repeated again in mass war under new names is very painful, but it's up to those of us that are aware of this to persevere and continue civilization on to rebuild after. Well, we couldn't have a more important, informative guest on today to cover the waterfront. He's Dr. Francis Boyle. He's an author, researcher, lawyer, took the special PhD, only one person gets a year at Harvard, that Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski took, that teaches him how the whole New World Order works. He was the top war crimes prosecutor of people like Slobodan Milosevic at the UN. He wrote the U.S. law on chemical and biological weapons and contributed to the world law. And he's here to talk about the waterfront today, the huge escalation, as he pointed out, on the escalation ladder the Pentagon uses, the full-on total nuclear war. We'll also look at the gain of function coming out, and the fact that it's now confirmed the deep state was censoring scientists and doctors and others that were exposing the truth. And we'll also look at the poison COVID shots and so much more with him, the Twitter files. There's so much to cover. So I'm going to try to let Dr. Boyle start wherever he wishes, and it's great to have him on with us here today. So, Dr. Boyle, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy holidays there to all your audience.
I know you're not about being vindicated. You don't want the credit, but you also need folks to know the gravitas. You're a serious guy. You were on the air in late January and early February 2020 on my show and other shows, predicting it was out of a lab, predicting the shots would be poison, predicting war would follow, predicting world ID cards, predicting the shots would cause mass death. So out of all the pantheon of great people, the Dr. Robert Malones and the Dr. Michael Yedons, you have been the most on target and the early bird in all this. So I know you want to get into the war in Ukraine and expanding and that existential threat. I want to hit that, but first, total vindication, Dr. Boyle. It's like you had a crystal ball.
Well, Alex, a lot of this credit goes to you because you're the only person in the mainstream news media that would let me talk about these things. I first blew the whistle on it on January 24, 2020, in a worldwide alert. The dangers here that COVID-19 was an offensive biological warfare weapon that had leaked out of the Wuhan BSL-4. And then later on your program, I said that any Franken shots that big pharma developed here would be more dangerous than useless. And then later on your show, I said messenger RNA is very powerful stuff to inject into your body, and it could discombobulate your entire genetic system. Now, I said that very early on, as you correctly pointed out, in early February to you and on InfoWars and some of your colleagues. So kudos to you and to InfoWars for letting me speak the truth to the American people.
But how did you, I mean, I know you wrote the bioweapons laws and were a top prosecutor at the UN, but just how did you nail it? So I mean, you totally nailed it.
Well, we've discussed this before. I think the most important point now, from my perspective, are these proposed regulations by the World Health Authority and also the proposed pandemic treaty by the World Health Organization that are now under consideration over in Geneva. I have read both the regulations and the treaty. According to either one or both, they will establish a scientific and medical police state that will cover the entire world and that will usurp and negate the sovereignty of the United States of America, as well as the sovereignty of the states of the Union under the 10th Amendment of the United States Constitution, and penetrate right down to our primary care physicians. You will have Dr. Tedros there, the WHO, telling our medical doctors how to treat us. This will be a one-way path to the cemetery for all Americans. And right now, we must get organized to defeat the WHO regulations and the WHO treaty on future
pandemics. And let's be clear, you're a guy that writes U.S. and U.N. regulations. There couldn't be a better guest to describe this. You've read the treaty, you've read the regulations, and you're saying what we've been hearing is true, that it is a worldwide biomedical, big pharma, corporate police state.
That's correct. And as a matter of fact, Alex, I've researched, studied, and taught international organizations starting from my student days at Harvard Law School up until today, beginning with the first Hague Peace Conference of 1899 up through and including the United Nations Organization. You can read about this in my book, Foundations of World Order, Duke University Press, 1999, which was half of my Ph.D. Dissertation at Harvard. So, yes, I've done this work professionally for all those years. Indeed, the most insidious part of the WHO treaty, from my perspective, is that the concluding clause has been drafted so that it will come into effect immediately upon signature by Biden's delegate. Let me repeat that. It will come into effect immediately upon signature for Biden's delegate, despite the requirements of the United States Constitution that all treaties must receive the advice and consent of the United States Senate. Usurpation of our Constitution, as well as the 10th Amendment, guaranteeing that all rights not delegated to the federal government reside in the hands of the states, the Union, or the people. And so what will happen under this treaty and also under the regulations, people like Governor DeSantis, Governor Abbott, and others, who do not accept the party line coming out of the CDC will be sidestepped and usurped.
And that was my next question. When we come back from break, we'll get into the world treaty and more, and then get into the war in Ukraine that's currently the big, obviously, the front burner threat. But what do you make of the German vice president saying we need investigations, criminal investigations? The Supreme Court 3 days ago greenlighting criminal investigations in Florida. That's got to be encouraging.
Right. I have read the request for a grand jury that Governor DeSantis filed with the Florida Supreme Court. And then I have read the terms of reference given by the Florida Supreme Court. They are broad enough, in my opinion, to include indictments against everyone involved here for murder and conspiracy to commit murder in accordance with Florida law. And I certainly would encourage...
All right, Dr. Boyle, stay there. I'm going to try to shut up, give me the floor. Let's come back with that, finish up with COVID, and then get into the World War III situation and that ladder of escalation you warned of 2 months ago on the show that we've now moved up several rooms on. Wow. Dr. Francis A. Boyle's our guest. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Researcher, man that wrote the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Law, former U.N. war crimes prosecutor, got cut off by the break. He was getting into the German vice president saying he wants an investigation of the shots, a criminal investigation launched by the state of Florida, and more. And then finishing up with all the gain-of-function news and what's coming out and what he thinks the deep state's going to do now because they're being so exposed. Elon Musk coming out, pointing out that Fauci's wife runs the bioethics board that controls what he can do. I mean, as this whole incestuous bioweapons program comes out, looks like it's blown up in their face. Please continue, Dr. Boyle.
Right. Again, one point to drive home for your audience to understand. Trump pulled us out of the WHO for good cause. I agree with that decision. One of the first steps Biden made as president was to put us back into the WHO, and he appointed Tony Fauci as the U.S. government's representative on the executive council of the WHO. Now think about that for a minute. That's where the WHO treaty and the WHA regulations are coming from. Tony Fauci. And on that, we've discussed Fauci before. You can read Bobby Kennedy's book on the real Anthony Fauci. It's all in there. So it's clear what happened here is that Fauci and his ilk, like Bill Gates, like Big Pharma, like the biowarfare industry, when they saw the opposition coming from American people and governors and other elected officials decided to do an Enron around all of us by going to the WHO and drafting these regulations and this treaty that will set up a worldwide scientific medical police state under the control of Tedros and Bill Gates and the biowarfare industry, Big Pharma, and the Chinese Communist government that gives a lot of money to the WHO. That is what is confronting us today, Alex, as citizens of the United States of America. We have to stop these WHA regulations. We must stop this WHO treaty if we want to live in freedom here in the United States.
Again, you've read the treaty, you've read the regulations, and that's what I've seen Congress people say the same thing you said. I've looked over as well. I mean, it looks like the UN gets control of pandemic response, but then the UN, I saw their hearings 3 years ago before the pandemic was announced in December of 2019. The head of their vaccine program said, we're just told by the big pharma what to say about these shots. We don't even test them. So the UN itself, if the UN will be in control under this treaty, who's in control of the UN?
Well, you know, you get what you pay for. He who pays the piper calls the tune. I mean, the UN is a rotten, corrupt, and despicable organization. When I was the lawyer for the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina during the war and genocide against them, the United Nations, the European Union, its member states, and Bill Clinton at UN headquarters in Geneva tried to carve up the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina into three little bitty pieces of land. rob Bosnia of their UN membership, destroy their statehood under international law, and subject 1.5 to 2 million more Bosnians to ethnic cleansing when we already had 2 million victims of ethnic cleansing. Now I stopped them. It never happened. Bosnia and Herzegovina is still there today, and they have their UN membership. But that's what they were going to do to the poor Bosnians.
So you've lived the predatory nature of the UN. I want to get into all the other big subjects, but you're a UN insider, a guy that, you know, tried to reform it but couldn't, obviously, but did some good work there. What is the UN now? Basically a corporate front group of corporate fascists, or what is it?
I think corporate fascist is a good description, certainly for the UN secretariat, right? I think that's a good
description. Yeah, so the general body's a debating club with no power, but the actual UN and the Security Council, that's fascist.
Well, the secretariat, the bureaucracy, right. And then they control the specialized agencies like the WHO, sure. And we all know the WHO.
Could the UN be reformed?
I really don't know at this point. My assessment, Alex, was when I was at UN headquarters in Geneva and they were trying to destroy the Bosnians, a UN member state. It struck me that historically this was at the situation of the decline, the inevitable decline of the League of Nations, when Haile Selassie appeared in the exact same location I was and appealed for the League to save Abyssinia from Mussolini and his fascists, and they did nothing. So I regret to say the UN is on decline.
That's a great example of when the Ethiopian leader tried to stop that, and that could have stopped World War II if they had done something then.
It could have, sure, but they didn't. And indeed, in the case of the Bosnians, it was far worse. They tried to get rid of us, and I stopped them. Yes, I did.
And you're on record doing that. You've done so many amazing things. I know when I asked you, to talk about how you know all this, you just moved on to the next subject, but your knowledge is just incredible. I mean, it's amazing to be able to pick your brain. We got 2 minutes to break. What subject do you want to go to next?
Well, we can move on to Ukraine if you want to, sure.
Let's do that. Give us a prelude of what's coming up.
Well, if we don't stop Biden, we're going to have a direct war with Russia. Right now, there is an indirect war, a de facto state of war between the United States and Russia. Even Foreign Minister Lavrov has said that. So we're going to have to stop the Bidenites before they continue up this ladder of escalation. You have the list there, the Khan letter of escalation developed by for Rand and the Pentagon. And if you skip down just a little bit, you'll see we're at stage 20. No nuclear use threshold. We're right there. Peaceful worldwide embargo. Right. That's exactly what we have today against the Russian Federation. Biden and the European Union member states are waging economic warfare against the Russian Federation. We, in my opinion, I think we're one step below the nuclear threshold there, as identified by Herman.
And that's what you said 2 months ago on the show. That's what Lavrov said yesterday. He said, we're entering the nuclear threshold. This needs to stop now.
Right. It has to stop now. And yet you will see the Bidenites adamantly refuse to negotiate. Just the other day, Putin said he will negotiate. Lavrov would say they will negotiate. The Bidenites refuse. And of course, Zelensky refuses. But he's our puppet. Zelensky tells whatever.
Well, let's talk about what comes next with Dr. Francis Boyle.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful
game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes. And they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me. Is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal. You cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Boy, folks are really waking up to the city lockdowns and the climate lockdowns that are being announced. The 15-minute cities. I just had a very well-known podcaster text me and ask, is this real? And yes, it's real. We've been covering it for years. But tomorrow, I'm just going to open the show up, no matter how big the news is, with the 15-minute cities and the UN lockdowns, the climate lockdowns, and all the rest of it. But we're talking to Dr. Francis A. Boyle right now, who wrote the U.S. Biological Chemical Weapons Laws, was a top UN war crimes prosecutor and more, and who is the most accurate person predicting almost 3 years ago starting in January of 2020, what was going to unfold and happen. So we were continuing on. We hit the break with Russia and this escalation ladder, a generalized scenario, the RAND Corporation and the Pentagon, and that we're at point 20, what point 44 means, and where this huge escalation is going, and what the neocons and the crazy Democrats think they're doing. Please continue.
Well, again, we saw this massive propaganda campaign by the Bidenites to bring Zelensky over here and try to get support from the American people in Congress for this existentially dangerous war against Russia that is going on right now. You know, I teach the laws of war, and I would say right now, with Russia, we are in a de facto state of war with Russia. It is not yet a de jure state of war with Russia, but it's certainly de facto. And again, Foreign Minister Lavrov, who's a very experienced consummate diplomat, has said the same thing here. So it's extremely dangerous. Anything could set this off, and then rather than de-escalate the situation, Biden and the Democrats bring Zelensky over here to escalate.
Well, this is like, so imagine if Kennedy vacationed in the U.S. Virgin Islands for 2 weeks during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he'd be impeached. Shouldn't we move, as you pushed 4 months ago, to impeach Biden immediately for war crimes?
Well, yes, that's true. But let's compare this to the Cuban Missile Crisis, because I think it's very instructive that for Russia, this is even more dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis in reverse, because in our case, Cuba was 90 miles south of Florida. This is right on their borders. And the second thing I think we need to consider is that Biden is no JFK. Whatever you think of JFK, he volunteered for combat during World War II and performed heroically, courageously, and was seriously injured. Well, Biden's done nothing with his career but be on the payroll there in Delaware of Wall Street and the banksters and everyone else who does their corporate headquarters in Delaware, because that's the most stable.
Well, that's right. Kennedy engaged a Japanese destroyer with a small patrol boat and got his back broken. And we know the whole story, very heroic. And then meanwhile, if we go up this chain of what's happening, it's very apocalyptic to have Biden vacationing while this is going on.
Right. And, Kennedy tried to de-escalate. Most of his advisors on the executive committee, except for Adlai Stevenson here in the state of Illinois, and Under Secretary of State George Wall, who was a friend of mine, tried to restrain everyone else on the executive committee from invading Cuba. That would have set off a nuclear war.
That's right. L.L. Limitzer, Curtis LeMay, all of them wanted to go to full war.
That's correct. And it would have very quickly become nuclear war. Yes. Well, who's restrained on Biden? Indeed, who's really home there with Biden? I regret to say, I think Biden is in the advanced stages of Alzheimer's.
I agree. So let's go up this ladder here, because you bring this up, and not even the Russians are bringing up the ladder. So you've got 1 up to 20. Peaceful, in quotes, worldwide embargo and blockade. Then we move to local nuclear war, which Lavrov and others are saying is next. The declaration of limited nuclear war. And then we've got local nuclear war, military, unusual, provocative, and significant countermeasures, evacuation. 26, demonstration of attack on zone of interior. Well, that we've kind of skipped ahead with all these cruise missile attacks inside Russia. How big a provocation is that in the last month? Just like they've kind of skipped ahead here to internal provocations in Russia.
Well, again, yes, it does appear they're trying to provoke Russia into more substantial military action against them. we have to understand whatever the Ukrainian military is doing today has been green-lighted by the Pentagon and the Biden administration. And all these attacks into Russia itself rely on U.S. GPS coordination. So the Russians know this. They've even said this, that basically it's the Americans using the Ukrainians to engage in direct attacks against Russia. And the Bidenites, if you read the news media, have made it clear that they don't believe that the Russians are serious about any of their red lines, and so they are going to keep pushing up this ladder of escalation, which makes it extremely existentially dangerous.
So why would the Pentagon and NATO openly be running the attacks, coordinating them, and trying to escalate Russia to a full military commitment?
The Pentagon believes we have escalation dominance at every ladder, every rung of that ladder, that we can control and dominate.
So they're pushing and tricking the Russians into pulling in Napoleon, invading Russia, but in reverse.
Again, it's the lessons learned from the Cuban Missile Crisis, which I think were the wrong lessons. But that's by Thomas Schelling of Harvard, ahead of me in the government department, his arms and influence, where Schelling talked about compellence. Namely, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we had escalation dominance all up that ladder of escalation. And therefore, because of this escalation dominance at every stage, eventually we compelled Khrushchev to back down.
But let's look at those maps. We totally destroy Russia. We just lose half our cities. It's a Pyrrhic victory. So in their ladder of dominance, they win, but America gets destroyed. That is very sick.
Well, I think they believe they can get the Russians to back down without it coming to that. That again, when Khrushchev looked at the ICBM balance during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he concluded there was no way we could prevail here, and he backed down. So that's, I believe, the way the Pentagon is looking at now from the perspective of Khan's ladder of escalation, their doctrine of escalation dominance, and Schelling's game theory.
So this is next-level Russian roulette with the whole world.
That's the way I see it, yes. And remember, at the very height of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the CIA sent up a U-2 over there, over Soviet Union, to provoke them. The Soviets shot it down. And instead of overreacting, Kennedy continued with his back-channel diplomacy with Khrushchev through his brother and Ambassador Dobrynin, saying, quote, "There's always some son of a bitch down the line who doesn't get the word," unquote. So, Alex, in this game of Russian roulette, something can always go wrong. Someone does not get the word.
Well, that's right. Let's talk about how to end this piece.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Dozens of amazing books. You really know how the world works. The last 10.5 minutes segment we have here on this Wednesday edition, I want to talk about the nature of the Anglo-American establishment and what they're going to do next, but I wanted to finish up with my questions with this. We look at this escalation ladder that we know the Pentagon still uses, we know the RAND Corporation developed, and that now is being quoted in the news months after Dr. Boyle talked about it. We move up here from 1 to 20 where we're at right now. They're skipping ahead with some of the attacks inside Russia, 26. We move up into formal declaration of general war. They're basically doing that now with Zelensky visiting. Slow motion counter property war. Slow motion counterforce war. Constrained force reduction salvo. Constrained disarming attack. Oh, we just got to attack to stop their offensive. Counterforce with abundance attack, unmodified counterforce attack, and now the really bad ones. Slow motion, and it goes on with augmenting, disarming attack, civilian devastation attack when they hit our cities, some other kinds of control, general war, spasm of intense war. We just nuke everything, they nuke everything, and it's just fire everything, total insanity. Kind of end of the world as we know it. Most estimates even say a limited nuclear war will cause a breakdown in civilization and kill billions. A total nuclear war, they think probably 7 billion. There'll be a billion people left, maybe. Dr. Boyle, your comments on this ladder of escalation.
Alex, that's the Pentagon's war plan for Ukraine right now as we speak. I believe that's their draft war plan, and that's what they plan to do there at the Pentagon. and the Bidenites will sign off on it, moving up those stages of escalation, pursuant to their theory of escalation dominance, that they have escalation dominance, until the Russians back down. That's the way they
see it. But explain escalation dominance for folks that haven't studied this. In layman's terms, they believe every step of the escalation, quote, the U.S. will be in charge and controlling it, even though it'll be totally destructive to both sides. They believe they're going to come out in the end on top, which is what Dr. Strangelove is all about, based on some real events and some real battle plans of where the Pentagon and Colonels LeMay and Lemonster tried to push a nuclear war to Kennedy, saying it'll be survivable. Yeah, we'll lose 30, 40 million Americans, but we'll win in the end. And he said, I'm not a mass murderer.
Alex, you're basically right. Again, I believe, pursuant to their doctrine of escalation dominance, which goes back to Tom Shelley, ahead of me at Harvard, that they believe they control every rung of that ladder of escalation you see there by Kahn, and that they believe that at some point the Russians will back down and we will prevail.
What if the Russians jump ahead? What if the Russians don't follow the ladder?
Well, they very well might not, Alex. I really don't know, except my reading of the situation is that President Putin, and not to defend Putin at all, I've been up against Putin too, he's very cautious and moves one step at a time. Throughout this entire crisis, starting with the overthrow of the democratically elected government of Ukraine by Obama and Biden. Remember, Obama put Biden in charge of the entire Ukraine project, and he has been in charge of it since then.
How do we stop this?
Well, I think, Alex, what we have to do is to go back to the pledge that Jim Baker gave to Soviet Commissar Gorbachev, namely that in return for Gorbachev agreeing to the reunification of Germany, NATO would not move even one inch to the east. That pledge was binding as a matter of international law, even though it wasn't in writing. And to his credit, Bush Sr. Adhered to that pledge. It was then Clinton and the Democrats who came into power and wantonly violated that pledge. And let me point out here that the foreign policy guru and Svengali for the Democratic Party has been Brzezinski since the days of Jimmy Carter, and indeed the Jimmy Carter campaign when he was head of the Trilateral Commission there, paid for by David Rockefeller, and they co-opted Carter into the presidency. Then Bush Jr., under the influence of his neocons, publicly stated they wanted Ukraine and Georgia to join NATO. This precipitated the war by Georgia against Russian peacekeepers in South Ossetia, and then the current crisis in Ukraine. Victoria Nuland, the infamous role that she played over there in promoting the coup d'etat, and now she is Biden's number three official in the State Department. So, you know, if you want proof that the neocons are in charge of what Biden's doing, Newland.
Well, let me ask you this. Why are we seeing the Pope come out in the last 6 months three times, and even Kissinger three times, including last week, saying, we need a peace deal now, this is going to lead to nuclear war, this is out of control, stop it. When even Kissinger, who is like the omnibusman of their New World Order, is saying stop, is that some feint by him, or does he really mean that, or why is he saying that?
Well, again, I think it's because they have the same sources that I do and realize how existentially dangerous it is. But to get back to how to end it, then, the United States government already promised that Ukraine would not join NATO and that Ukraine would remain neutral.
And then they sent the Kamala Harris there 2 months ago to say, oh, they are going to join, which is another provocation.
Of course. Sure. That's why Zelensky came all the way over here. They brought Zelensky over here and gave him Congress and all the mainstream news media to promote further escalation of that letter. But to get back to my point, it seems to me, looking at the situation, that if the United States government were to agree that Ukraine would not join NATO and could remain neutral, that would de-escalate.
Well, that was Putin's only thing he asked for before he invaded.
You're right. And as a matter of fact, I read the two treaties that Russia tendered to the Biden administration and to NATO. And the core obligation they wanted was a commitment in writing, unlike this verbal commitment given to Gorbachev, that Ukraine would not join NATO. And yet all the public sources indicate that the Bidenites refuse, absolutely refuse, to negotiate this core demand.
So let's close on this gut level for your children and grandchildren, Dr. Boyle. How bad? I mean, a lot of mainline political analysts say greatest danger of nuclear war ever. I mean, what is your prognosis for the short and midterm right now?
Well, Alex, that's why I drafted my bill of impeachment against Biden. Right now it is in circulation on Capitol Hill among the Republican House Freedom Caucus. One congressman I had a 30-minute discussion with, he agreed fully with my analysis of the situation, including the ladder of escalation, and said he was inclined to introduce my bill of impeachment into Congress. So we'll have to see what happens after January 3. But I think if my bill, and there'll be other bills being impeachment introduced against Biden, indeed Biden has hired an entire team of lawyers to deal with these bills of impeachment. But if my bill is introduced and passed, I believe that will paralyze the Biden administration. They'll be dead in the water.
Exactly. And Republicans can win major points and save the world, but they won't because they're being financed by the same corporations that think they can survive a nuclear war. This is just total madness. Because let's not blame it all on Democrats. I know you're not. The Republicans are just going along with this because they're bought off, too.
Well, there were large numbers of Republicans, and I'm a political independent, Alice. There were large numbers of Republicans who did not show up.
I agree. The Republicans are better than the Democrats. I'm just saying some of the Republican leadership's going along with this because they could get the impeachment going right now. They have the House, and you know Jim Jordan saying, "Oh, we're thinking about hearings on big tech censorship." You're thinking about it? I mean,
right? No, I mean this is long beyond the stage of thinking about anything. We have to have the House pass a bill of impeachment. Send it right away to the Senate for a trial.
Dr. Boyle, okay. I know you got to go. 2-minute break. Come back and finish up with closing comments. We'll talk about your books.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.